say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we would delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Righteous are you, O Lord, and right are your just decrees. You have appointed your testimonies in righteousness. Zeal consumes me, because my foes forget your words.
Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it.
I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts.
Your righteousness is righteous forever, and your law is true.
Trouble and anguish have found me out, but your commandments are my delight.
Your testimonies are righteous forever.
Give me understanding that I may live.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the
salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Holy House, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast. set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and blessing and glory are His. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia! Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation, blessing and honor and glory and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God, for the Lamb who was slain has begun His reign. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray.
O Lord, we beseech you, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only true God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Holy Prophet Samuel. Now Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne seven, and she who has many children has become feeble. The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength no man shall prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. From heaven he will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." This is the word of the Lord.
Righteous are you, O Lord, and right are your just decrees.
You have appointed your testimonies in righteousness and in all faithfulness.
Holy Apostle St. Paul, "I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, who restores to the right way those that err, who gathers them that are scattered and preserves them that are gathered. Of your tender mercy we beseech you, pour upon your Christian people the grace of unity, that all schisms being healed, your flock united to the true shepherd of your church would serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Chapter. Now it happened as Jesus went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, they watched him closely. Behold, there was a certain man before him who had dropsy. Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" But they kept silent. So he took him, healed him, and let him go. And he answered them, saying, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?" And they were not strong enough to answer him regarding these things. So he told a parable to those who were invited, when he noted how they chose the best places, saying to them, "When you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him. And he who invited you and him come and say to you, 'Give place to this man.' And then you begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he might say to you, 'Friend, go up higher.' Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at table with you. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we beseech you so to guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit that we would not exalt ourselves, but humbly fear you with our hearts, hear and keep your word, hallow your day, that we also would be hallowed by your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Thank you. Holy Spirit. I know why you are here this morning. Why do we come to this place every Lord's Day? Why do people on their own volition, they go to churches and fill God's house? Why do they do that? What is the purpose? What is the purpose of being here? I guess it would depend on who you ask. Some people may say, well, it's to praise God and to give God the glory. Which leads, of course, to another question: what does that mean? And most times the answer is, well, you know, because they themselves don't know. Well, to sing and pray and to pray and to sing. Some people might say, well, it's to feel better. I need church so I can feel better. And then it begs the question, feel better about what? Well, about life, about what happened during the week, what's going to happen in the week to come, or to feel better about myself. Someone actually told me, well, it's to get, you know, like my batteries charged. And again, I said, well, what do you mean? And again, they said, well, you know. So you're running down low, and right? It's like running your car all week, and so the church is kind of like a spiritual gas station. Yeah, that's it, Pastor. That's exactly what it is. Some might say, well, it's to be a good Christian. To show God my faith. Which, of course, begs a different question. What do you mean? They don't know. Well, you know. Okay. Some might say, well, because it's the commandments. Remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. God says to. Which is fascinating, because those who don't will say, there isn't a commandment to go to church. So I'm conflicted. Some may say, even in here, that it is a confirmation requirement. And you're right. Or, if I'd like to be a member, I probably should show up once in a while. Yeah. Yeah. No. Jesus is at one of the rulers of the Pharisees. And there is no mistaking what Luke writes. Always try to remember and never forget that the gospel writers just don't write stories. They're not stories about Jesus, about the wonderful things that he does. He's not the Wizard of Oz. There is a theological intent involved and catechism. And you have all the clues in front of you today. So it is the Sabbath. And he's eating bread, there's a clue, with the Pharisees. And they're all watching him very closely. And there just happens to be a man with dropsy, probably palsy, probably. Dropsy doesn't translate very well today. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Second time we have this word. This is a clue. They're not going to answer him. If you have a son or an ox, and he falls into the pit on the Sabbath. This is the third time now. This is a clue. Are you going to leave him there? They're not going to answer him. Have you ever been engaged in a debate of an intellectual level or nature? And you know you have your opponent when they don't answer you. You've got it. And then finally, later on, he notices how some of them take the best places. So what does Jesus say? He doesn't say, you know what, you guys shouldn't take the best places. Leave that up to the host. When you are invited to a wedding feast, Sabbath, bread, wedding feast, what do you think that is? Very good. The divine liturgy. Perfect. Why do you come to this place? If you don't know up here, I will kick it out from here. It's because this place depicts and delivers the wedding feast of the Lamb and his bride. Why? Ah, you forgot. To eat bread. Why do you go worship? To eat bread. And when the retort is, what do you mean? Then say, Jesus. He is the bread. It's not that hard to figure out. Did you notice, what else? By the way, what did you notice? I just saw this a minute ago. It's a good thing, Barbara, you called me and demanded to have this hymn because it's perfect. Though the lowliest form now veils you, Lord, as of old in Bethlehem, here as there, here, as there, Bethlehem, your angels hail you. Branch and flower of Jesse's stem, alleluia, 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 we in worship join with them. If you want to fulfill the commandment, if you want to fulfill your confirmation requirement, go love your neighbor. If you want your battery charged, plug yourself into the wall. If you want to be a good Christian, or rather, if you want to feel better about yourself, then take vitamins. If you want to praise God, or give God the glory, or be a good Christian, then eat and drink. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand for the creed and the prayers.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures. and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all mankind, but especially for your love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus. We offer to you our supplications for the well-being of your church throughout the world, that she would be guided and governed by your Holy Spirit. Send down upon all pastors of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care the Spirit of your grace, Lord, in your mercy. We beseech you with your favor to behold and help all who are in authority over us. Replenish them with your grace, that they would always be inclined to do your will and walk according to your commandments. Lord, in your mercy. May it please you to preserve all that travel, to help all in peril, to satisfy the needs of all your creatures, to direct and defend our armed forces. Lord, in your mercy. We commend to your fatherly goodness all those who are afflicted in any way, especially Hubert, Bert, Johnny, Lily, Emily, Christopher, Lisa, and Brenda. Comfort and relieve them according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have revealed to the world through your servant, the prophet Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Heavenly Father, therefore, protect and establish the unborn. Turn the hearts of those who propose the killing of these children to mercy. Guide them through your gospel. Forgive their repentant hearts. Keep us mindful that all life comes from your hand and is sacred. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy and obedient to your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
bless these, our tithes and offerings, for the furtherance of your kingdom, in accordance with your holy will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks,
he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take and eat the body of Jesus, given over to death for you.
Take and drink the wine, and shed for you. In the name of your sins.
Jesus' body and blood strengthen, preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat.
Take a drink.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you.
True blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you.
Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free. body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free.
Sarah.
Upright, and that your judgments are righteous. Deal with your servants according to your mercy. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the commands of the Lord. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith to you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his countenance and give you peace.